Good afternoon. This is Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for a work session on wind farm siting changes. And is that what we called this, Jerry? Wind farm site plan changes, yes. There's a number of cases that were noticed in this hearing for this work session, PU15-124, 482, 797, 690, and PU16-42, 122, and 123. So I think this is a good discussion to have. We sort of have a process in place for changes when it comes to transmission lines and pipelines. Well, in transmission, electric transmission lines, it seems like we have a process that we tend to follow. And so we've sort of developed a process here, but I think this is an attempt to make sure that we don't have tweaks that we want to make to that. Is that correct, Jerry? You just want some additional direction from us on how we would like you to proceed on these kinds of site plan changes.
Yeah, as with the law change that happened in the last couple of sessions, there was a change in the certification document that resulted, and there used to be a requirement in there that any changes to the site plan for the wind farms would be approved, and we dropped that out of there, and now it just says that they needs to be notified. And so what we're left with is wanting to know really what the commission would like when we get a notification that there's a site plan change.
Well, maybe to expound upon that from, I guess, my perspective is that, because Commissioner Fedorchak, in your opening comments, I agree with you that we have, you know, between the reprint and the footprint law, if there's pipeline changes after a certain point, there's a fairly well-established procedure now that we follow. And even for the transmission lines, electric transmission lines, we typically, you know, we go through, let's say we approve the project, and if they come out and they got to move something a few feet inside the corridor, oftentimes Jerry will put a note out there, got a request from so-and-so, I reviewed it, it looks fine. If the commission would like additional information or do something, he lets us know, and if we don't have anything back to him, he proves it, and then eventually we acknowledge it. And then I think we get into the wind farms. It was a hybrid system that kind of evolved that I don't think I was fully understanding what was happening, quite honestly, merging some of these different staff approvals to commission approvals. And I think that what Jerry was doing, I think, was correct in what he was interpreting it, but it was not what I was perceiving we were doing. And I don't know what your two viewpoints were on it. So I think the point here we're trying to get through is what would we like going forward. And I don't think we have any issues per se, other than just making sure we all three are understanding what he's doing and we're okay with it. So that, I think, is kind of the backdrop. Is it's not like there's anything really driving it other than just to make sure that that we're all in the understanding of what it is that has evolved to for the wind changes.
So now I've begun to question whether I'm positive of how you've been handling them. I thought they make a few site changes. This tower is going to be over here 10 feet further, and that one's going to be over there 50 feet further. And you send those out, and if no one objects, you approve them.
And we stopped doing the approving.
See, right there. Mm-hmm. See, that's the key right there, Rancher.
We don't approve it anymore because we don't have any authority
for
to.
For the old site farms, we would still do the approving. If they had an order issued where in the certification document there, they had agreed to get those approved. But in the new ones, which started, I think, with Brady and
Oliver.
And Oliver 3, yep. And the one at Lindell, and the Roulette one, if it announced anything. I think there's like five of them that we've issued since that certification document has changed. And we've had some minor changes in the layout since then, but not issued the staff approval on them. We just had this last one for Oliver 3 with an access road change, and that's what brought us in here.
Jerry, I'm looking at one that's in here right now from Oliver 3. And they're referencing in the certification, in accordance with the certification related to order provisions and order, Oliver Wynn certifies that it'll be continue to be conducted wholly within the site designated in the order. All the easements have been acquired. An environmental analysis was conducted. And there's no exclusion avoidance areas impacted. And, well, this traffic issue. So where does it, in our order, require them to certify those things?
It does not.
Okay. Or are they looking at some of the things that are required under pipeline?
Discussions on staff level that resulted in asking them to do that.
I like that. It's just, I think that's always... I think it's always a good safeguard to make sure that we know that they've looked at all that stuff. They've had the SHPO concurrence and all of that, but I don't know that it's required anywhere by us.
I've always asked them to, when they put their thing to us, you know, their request or their notification, to say in there whether they have impacts to exclusion and avoidance areas.
But if they said, we don't need to do that, you wouldn't have any real leverage to make them.
I think if we took exception to any of their changes, that we'd have some sort of leverage.
Just because of the permit in general.
Yeah, I mean, they're subject ongoing to your authority with these permits for whatever you want to do, pretty much.
So these changes, you send them out, we look at them. We don't need to, if everything is fine, the only thing that's changed, instead of sending them a message back that you approve them or we approve them, now we just don't respond. They're considered approved because they don't need our approval. However, if some company is just getting carried away and making wholesale changes that we can't support or something bothers us, then we would need to start some new action.
Do something about it, yeah. And so that's the kind of a question here is, I can just send you emails when I get them, or staff can just send you emails when we get the changes and just let you know about them, that they're being changed. Like I was before, but I won't have a date on there that I'm going to approve it on or something, you know, with those notices. So that's a possibility that we can do things that way. That way they're called to your attention.
So I think maybe we should go back and refresh a little bit. So since this change in the law, what we have been doing is just reviewing what they send us. But then if it looks okay, then we haven't been doing anything further other than reviewing their change. Like when Oliver had also issued us a previous change before this one, okay? And I looked at that one, and I saw what they were doing, and it was okay. And so I didn't do anything. Then this one came through, and I was on vacation, so Pat and Julie looked at it, and that's when this whole concern started. Is this the process that we want? So is the process that we want that we just review them, or do you guys want to be informed of every change, even if there's no concern going forward?
I want to be informed.
Of all of the changes. Like even like this one, for example, you would want to know.
Oliver Wynn case?
Uh-huh.
With that access road, you know, as soon as I got that, I was right down to Jerry's office saying, look, I didn't take the time to go through my old stuff and find exactly where that was. I just said, this better not be the road right where that one lady had the specific concern and agreements were made that, you know, we're going to not have that impact that she was concerned about. Better not be changing that back. And he showed me where it was, and it wasn't that area, and then my concern was taken care of. But, yeah, I like to know about them because maybe I think it makes us one extra set of eyes and ears to look at it. Maybe whoever from staff was at that hearing didn't sense the amount of concern over a certain thing, and now the company comes in and changes it, and maybe one of us did sense more concern about it. So I guess I like to look at them.
Okay. So then the first issue is, like Jerry's doing on transmission, going forward, when we get a potential change for a wind farm, we will send an email out to the commissioners like he's doing currently on transmission lines and let you know that we will approve it.
There isn't an approval.
Well, we won't say anything to him then. I mean, we won't go back to them and say there's an issue.
I think that's got to be your message, that we don't find a problem here.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other question is, what format do we want them to tell us about the potential changes in? Because, see, this is a refiling, what you see there. The certification document is a refiling of what they previously filed. Because Pat thought it carries more weight. I mean, I shouldn't speak for you, but carried more weight as a certification than just a letter with maps and SHPO concurrence. And
all they're required to do is notify us. So you're saying we want to tell them that they have to certify, they have to have an affidavit?
Yeah, certification needs an affidavit, and it's physically, it's certifying it.
Right.
The language that was taken out of the certification to order provisions, I always thought that was taken out because of the changes that were made to the footprint law. You know, because now that they had a corridor or a designated site for one project, if they wanted to come in and do construction, replacement, maintenance, another
reprint.
Right, it's all about the footprint. The reprint only dealt with pipelines. It didn't include electric companies. So in my view, then the procedure that we had in place before or all the time before a reprint law came along continued to apply to electric lines and, you know, sites. And the reprint law only applied to pipeline. And then when this came up, I got to thinking about how you know, the law for reprint requires pipeline companies to file these certifications and everything. And here we are with electric transmission lines or wind farms not requiring really anything. All they had to do was file it and notify us. So in the interim, when it came up, I suggested that we should get certifications from the companies on these wind farm changes. So that we know that they've reviewed the exclusion and avoidance areas again and can certify that they're not going to impact those. And what I've seen in a couple of filings here for Brady Wind, there's three that we've received then during this interim, Brady Wind 1 and 2 and Oliver 3. And there actually was some information we would not have known about if we hadn't asked for these certifications, like that they did archaeological resource studies and they filed something else with SHPO.
But weren't those, I can't tell from these filings if they're referencing the studies they did before for the whole site or if they did new ones for the new tower locations.
And I think that varies by where they're moving stuff, but if they've surveyed the whole area before, they're not going to survey it again.
Right.
If they haven't, they're going to need to survey it again.
And there's one. There was one here for wetlands, for example. One of the changes where they agreed that they would file something with the commission concerning a wetland delineation that hadn't been done before, I believe. It says here, pursuant to order provision number 5, Brady Wind 2 will complete an addendum to the wetland delineation previously filed with the commission that includes the new determination and file that addendum with the commission once it's completed. So we would have never known that that had to be done.
So let me ask you this. If on the transmission line, electric transmission line siting, if we approve a corridor and they want to move it from the route we approve, what do we require them to do if they're staying within the corridor?
If they're staying for electric lines,
yep.
We had that process where if they were staying, you know, relatively, like if they were moving a tower in along the route, maybe shifting it a couple of feet but staying on the route, you know, Jerry would review that and he would write an email to the commissioners saying, you know, unless somebody objects to or has any concern, I will tell the company to go ahead or I will approve it. If they're a few feet off the route, I don't know what Jerry's line is, but it's within the corridor.
Yeah.
A few feet off the route, he would do the same thing.
I've been doing that as long as they stay within the corridor. But there isn't a hard and fast rule as to how big a move is too significant for that.
But if it's outside the corridor, I think then we're talking, yeah. It's not like pipelines anymore. It's now we're talking about an amended application.
And remember, we narrowed the corridors on these to where generally now they are the corridor that they surveyed with their field surveys.
Right.
So it's not.
Well, thanks for bringing this up, Pat, because I was confusing these changes, which are really, they aren't reprint. They are reprints. They're not, they don't fall within the footprints. The footprint law and the changes made to that were for once something is approved and constructed within a certain area, they don't have to go through the construction approval again. But it wasn't for changes to the
correct
thing during construction.
That's been my interpretation of this process is that if they want to put a new facility in the
right.
existing permit.
But when it comes to changes to a facility that is still under construction, we do have some more responsibility to review that and because it's different from what the public was told.
And, you know, we had discussions at the hearings, especially the Roulette hearing, I remember, as mm-hmm. to how this was going to be going forward. And we put a bunch of things in the order, like you can only have this many megawatts and they have to be this far away from
mm-hmm.
houses and stuff yeah. like that. In preparation for this idea that we wouldn't be approving changes anymore. And so there was all of that. And then the same thing went on at the Lindell hearing as well.
What do you think should be done?
Well, I guess I don't have a good solid feeling on it because you have to portray to the public that when they come in and talk to you about where they want and don't want a turbine, that it means something. For them later to move the turbines around as they please, it doesn't seem... Well, on the other side, if the public comes in and they say they don't want the turbines here, and we say in an order that they shouldn't put turbines there, then maybe it's fine if they put them everywhere else. So I don't know. I think it's a lot up to how the commission wants to deal with this. I think we've already started down the path of letting them make changes without requiring approval.
Mm-hmm.
And
so for what I'm hearing from Pat is that didn't necessarily apply to this. That was for something else.
I don't know. We
I mean, that's
went impressive. Through a process to get how we got here. And
but I'm okay either way as long I mean, I'm fine with not approving them just as long as we get to look at them. And if I don't like it, I'm going to start raising a fuss. You know, people come in and testify, and frankly, I don't think if one of those turbines gets moved 10 or 15 feet on a hilltop one way or the other because you found something there, anyone would ever be able to notice that.
Yeah.
But like I say, if you know, the main ridge is following a certain hill ridge, and now all of a sudden in a 30,000 acre plot, we're going to shift it and not even put any over there. They're all going to be way over here, you know, where no one was looking before. That's just wouldn't be acceptable to me.
Well, the reality is their proposed layouts at the hearings seem pretty based on where the best wind resource is. So it's not like they really want to move them from those spots. It's yeah. just if they come into some technical reason why they can't. It yeah. seems like.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Well, and that's why they have alternates, too.
And they
so
can drop them.
If indeed they do have to move them, they can do so. But, I mean, I think we can have a process, if you guys want, where they send it in the form of a certification, and then we let you know what's going on. And then if someone has an issue, then we can do further investigation.
I think the certification is a good idea just because I think we should be consistent across as much as we can, and that's what we're requiring for similar types of changes during construction in pipelines at least. So that makes some sense to mirror it. It'll be probably...
Okay. And I have some from before that weren't certified. They were just notified. I would propose that we just leave those and do this going forward.
I think that makes sense.
I'm good with that.
And then you guys have a little bit more consistent information to review. It's more clear to the companies what we're looking for in terms of information. A lot of it is stuff they've probably already provided, and but it's just in one place so everyone can see it and know, like, the boxes have been checked and it's all good. And then you just go through it and let us know if we don't have any issues. There's no action taken.
Yeah. So I will just give you an email when we get them and looked at them. And just like the previous emails.
Yeah.
Except this one won't say that we're going to approve it.
Right. But it will say, I mean, there isn't an approval per se, but there is a give and take if there's issues.
Yeah, if we have issues on it, we'll pursue them.
Yep. Comfortable with that?
I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, and I only hope that, like, when we did the redo here, we only got the certification, but I hope going forward that just because they do a certification, I mean, I would still like to see the updated maps and SHPO concurrence and stuff, because in the original, you know, filing, that's what we got. And
yeah.
I just hope no company thinks that the certification is okay. I mean, that's not what they're doing on the pipeline side either.
Right.
They're still giving us updated maps and SHPO
right.
stuff if it's appropriate to the change that they're making.
You'll probably have to spell this out in the certification document so that it's more clear to them what they're going to have to file if they're making changes. Because right now it just says they'll inform the commission in writing, so we're going to get it in a ton of different formats if we aren't more clear about what it is. What it is that we're looking for.
Certification to order provisions.
Yeah.
Yep. We probably should make it more clear.
For the wind.
Yep.
Yep.
And the transmission probably too.
You know,
Well, I don't know if it's that clear for pipeline either, though.
Oh, yeah, it's very specific.
Well, no, because we've had issues. Pat has preferred language that he wants to see in the certifications that has caused a little angst for the attorneys. But we've gotten that straightened, so they are all using the authority to bind language now. But
like, for example, I think I have an example of something we asked them to do that probably isn't in our certification, and that is it should say, I am so-and-so with authority to bind the company.
Okay.
That's not specified in the certification to order provisions.
No. But otherwise, everything straight from law, what everybody agreed to provide was just copied and pasted into that.
Yep.
So there's a pretty thorough list.
And now, as I understand this, for transmission lines, we're just doing like what we have been doing. If they move a structure up and down the line a little bit, we approve it?
Without any information.
Is that a question?
No, I
don't know. You sounded like it was a question.
It was a question, yeah.
No. I think that's correct.
I think it's
moving it on the route. There is a rule that I think the certification is going to help us with related to transmission lines. And that it says, deviations, the commission may permit a deviation from the designated route before or during construction if the deviation does not violate any of the exclusion or avoidance areas criteria. After construction is complete, a deviation is governed by North Dakota Century Code. But, you know, it kind of implies here, too, that they should, we can permit it if it doesn't violate any exclusion or avoidance areas. If we get a certification, we know that they've looked at it. They've looked at the exclusion and avoidance areas. And then I don't know, whatever the commission wants to do about the commission may permit this kind of thing, deviation, however you want to handle that. But if it was outside the corridor, of course, I think that's pretty obvious that we would have to do a more of a proceeding, but within the corridor, we could still do it like we do for pipelines, probably, and get this certification, and then.
So, what I'm thinking is we would do the staff approval, like we've been doing. I give you an email and let you know about it for minor structure changes on transmission lines.
Like if it's a 30 feet off of the route, a deviation in the route. Even in the past, I think you've notified the commissioners by email that it's happening, that you would go ahead and approve it if they didn't hear, and then you would acknowledge it on the next commission meeting.
Yeah, and for the most part, I'm doing that as long as they stay in the corridor.
Right.
What does it mean for the most part?
Well, if they do something really weird in the corridor that might need more, I mean, that's kind of a general guideline.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I hope you're looking at more than just that, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that good?
I believe so.
We have clarity? Okay.
But the staff will always inform the commissioners about filing that we get.
Yeah, we will give you an email on them.
Yep. And you will be putting together some clarified language for the certification document. We should probably have that updated for Glacier Ridge then.
Okay. I think
I'm sure
I've
they've
already
sent signed
that
one,
to somebody.
But we should.
Yeah. That Glacier Ridge might already be out there.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's a huge deal to get a new one signed or not, but.
When's the hearing?
Could save the trouble.
The 28th?
Yeah.
Is that Wednesday? Tuesday? What day?
I think it's the 28th.
27th?
27th, yeah.
It could be something that you ask the company if they would agree to it at, you know, at the hearing, too. And it could be included in the order.
Yep.
Or we can try to get him to sign another one.
Well, he's got the process of trying to figure out exactly what the language should be and all that.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, everybody. That concludes the work session for this afternoon.